You know, I thought he did an amazingly poor job. For an individual who has an awful lot of advisors available to him, he really has not understood the nature of the crisis that he has led the NFL into. And I think that was on stark display yesterday, especially during the question and answer period. Mm-hmm. I heard him returning over and over again to canned answers, sort of formulaic mea culpas. And I don't have any doubt that he does feel bad that this thing is spiraling out of control. But it's clear to me that he has not yet asked himself the hard questions. You know, how many women or men have come forward within the NFL, gone to the HR department and said, I've got a problem with violence at home. I need your help. How many women came forward? What kind of assistance did they ask for? Did they get the assistance they were asking for? I don't have the impression that Roger Goodell has ever asked himself those questions. And when he says, gosh, I got it wrong, I don't think he has had the curiosity to discover exactly what it means to get it wrong.
Well, I'm sure at some level it's, you know, he doesn't want to know what the real problem is. But let me ask you a question. Let's say that your organization gets its wish and he steps down. What comes out of that?
So we absolutely are concerned. I mean, the 32 owners are responsible for naming would be responsible for naming a new commissioner. And I have to say, I've been deeply disappointed in the owners of the NFL. I have not seen amongst the owners a statement of outrage for the lawsuit for sexual assault that's been filed against Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys. I would have expected, frankly, to see a real reaction, both from Roger Goodell and from the other owners, when Steve Bisciotti indicated that the initial two-game suspension of Ray Rice was based on his understanding that the attack was, quote-unquote, only with an open hand, not a closed fist, and that she was holding her head too close to the wall. In other words, the beating administered was reasonable under the circumstances. Where are the other owners rising up and saying to Steve Bisciotti, no, you can't say that. That's dead wrong. So I'm worried about what the owners will do if Roger Goodell steps down. But I would hope that if he steps down, he steps down in such a way that he leads the owners to understand that they've got to put someone in there who is ready to make serious change and to take a real look at how the NFL has responded so far and what the ins and outs of that response have been.
We're talking to Terry O'Neill, president of the National Organization for Women. I want to ask you to change topics a little bit here. We've been talking about this Alabama federal judge, Mark Fuller, charged with beating his wife in a hotel room. You know, we're reaching out to our senator here in Maryland, Barbara Mikulski. She was one of the 16 senators who wrote the letter to the NFL criticizing Roger Goodell, saying that there should be a real zero tolerance for domestic violence in the league. Haven't gotten a whole lot of coverage on a federal judge who has been accused of the same thing, allegedly has a history of domestic violence. Where does the National Organization for Women stand, you know, when it comes to federal judges that are appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate, that are being involved in domestic violence, trying to get their own records expunged, and a judge that's saying, look, I'm not leaving the bench?
Yeah, we've been working with our grassroots leaders in Alabama and in Mississippi because there's a regional. We have regional structures, and absolutely, we believe this judge should go. We agree with Representative Martha Roby mm-hmm. from Alabama, Terry Sewell, the two senators from Alabama, Senator Shelby and Senator Sessions, have both called for his resignation. Here's an issue, however. So we actually believe that it is not enough merely for the judge to step down, although he should.
Right.
The problem is that unemployment is a significant risk factor for domestic violence homicide. So it's all very well and good for us to pat ourselves on the back and say, we fired that guy. We demolished that guy's career. That's fine. But we need to understand that that can be extremely dangerous for the victim
of domestic
violence.
So you believe it was wrong for Ray Rice to be ousted from the league?
We really haven't gotten down into the weeds of the Rice case because we're really looking at sort of the pattern of responses. What we've come to believe, though, certainly in the NFL, which exerts so much control over the wives, let's be clear, NFL wives have a huge role to play within the organization. We believe that victims of domestic violence need to have the economic resources and the physical safety. Those are paramount. What we are talking to our people on the ground in Alabama to formulate a call for something that would really work. So, for example, with Judge Fuller, we want a lethality assessment to be done with respect to this judge. We want the judge's employer, which is the Department of Justice, to really get an understanding of what risk he poses to his wife.
But this is a public servant. This is beyond just having a career.
Exactly. Well, yeah, we think he should resign. I mean, there's no way he should be sitting in judgment of other people.
Would the National Organization for Women get behind a social media campaign similar to what you've done with Godel to help promote that and get the word out?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that there will be some outrage that will build. Absolutely, yes.
Okay, well, what I'd like to do moving forward, because we're doing what we can on our end, we have, like I said, we have Senator Mikulski coming on next week. I'd like to keep in contact with your organization and work on a partnership, getting this message out. I mean, you guys obviously swing a big bat, as you've proven with the NFL, and I think that what we're seeing in the NFL, it's an opportunity to start a bigger conversation when it comes to domestic violence and to, you know, try to get the public informed on what's happening in Alabama with this federal judge.
Exactly, exactly. No, I'd love to. Because I think that really needs to be lifted up. This is a federal judge, and I don't think there's any doubt he's using his power, his position of power and privilege to protect himself. And that, I think, puts his wife at risk. And what kind of a message does that send to everybody in the United States, for heaven's sake?
Absolutely. Terry Neal, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.